Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kim Barrett Show. I am your host, Kim Barrett, and on today's episode, we are diving into all things business seasons. Now, if you're not sure what that means, you better stay tuned. So if you're a business owner, and maybe at times you felt struggle, maybe at times you felt like everything has been going amazing for you, it doesn't matter what it is, your business is going to go through seasons. And that's what we cover in today's episode. Of course, if we can help you in your business, head over to our free Facebook community, www.joinmygroup.com.au. We have all the free resources you need and more. But until then, let's jump into the show. All right, ladies and gents. So today we are talking about business seasons. Now, the reason that I wanted to dive into this is because I've had chats with many, many business owners. I get hit up every single day on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, on LinkedIn, where people want to talk about what's going on in their business. We also have many people in our mastermind that always have questions, thoughts, comments about business. And there's a couple of different seasons that I noticed that people can go through. And not only does it depend on yourself, it depends on your market. It also depends on your clients. It also depends on your employees. So there's four different seasons that can happen. Obviously, for yourself, there's going to be times that you go through ups, downs, all different components that's going to go on in your business. That's always going to happen for you as a person, because you are a human, right? You're a robot. You're going to have emotions. You're going to have different things that are going on for you inside your world and inside your business. So that's going to be the first port of call. So you have to be able to realize when and where are you at personally. And I think that's probably the most important one, because you are your business, regardless of how many people you have in your team. Your emotions are going to pass down from the top down, depending on how your business is structured. You interact with people every day. You interact with clients every single day, customers, employees, stakeholders. This all comes down to you. So the first season that you're going to need to understand is yourself. Where are you at in your life? Where are you at in your world? So take a moment to assess that and think about and go, where is it that I'm at right now? Where is it that I'm going to be putting my effort, my energy? You might have just had family, right? You might have a young child. You might be wanting to have a child. You might have kids that are going off to high school. You might have kids that have finished high school. And now you're going to be, for the first time ever on your lonesome with yourself and your partner after they've graduated, wherever it might be. There's going to be different seasons for you. And that's going to directly affect your business, right? Positively or negatively. I'm not talking about if a season is positive or negative, but that's the first season you're going to have to assess, is where you are at personally, right? The next that I'll talk about is your business as a whole, right? The entirety of your business. Because yes, your business is going to have seasons, similar to what happened in the 2020, 2021. Many different things change. Many businesses had to pivot. Many businesses had to adapt. We've seen the rise of AI. Not that it hasn't existed before, right? It's been around for a while, but more and more people have been adapting it, adopting it, using it, and that is going to cause some effects to some businesses. So if you've got a business that goes through these components as well, you're going to have to look and go, great, what are we doing currently in the scope of where the market is right now? There's unrest in the world, there's inflation in the world, there's interest rates going up, there's war, right? There's a lot of stuff that happens. If you were someone who had a business, anywhere close where the war's happening, or wars, because there's lots of different wars happening at the moment, fighting going on, it's going to be pretty crazy for you. Some businesses that had to deal with that for 50s and hundreds of years. Others are just getting experience to it for the first time. Right, so you have to then assess your business. Where is it sitting in the realm of effect based off things that are outside of your control, i.e. wars, inflation, etc. Things that are inside of your control, like adaptation of new technology, whether it be advertising like us. We've had the rise of, in the last couple of years, TikTok advertising, people wanting to use AI, tremendous amount of different exposures that are coming up there. So we have to be able to adapt to that, because those are external factors coming into our business. Right, so there's going to be business seasons that we need to assess. Then I said there's going to be client seasons, because depending on how your business is structured, what you're doing, you may get to that level where you want a different type of client. That's absolutely fine and possible. That's a business season for you based off of your clients. So you have personal, you have business, you have clients, where those factors either might be that you can have a couple of different effects on these seasons, right? You can have the effect where you've got clients that all somewhat band together and want to leave at a certain point in time. Might be, you know, led by a bad egg. This has happened. I've seen it happen to clients. It's happened many times before. Might be that you get to a different stage in your business and you don't want to work with that client anymore. Not that individual, but that sort of client. It might be like, I want to level up the type of people that we work with, or it might be want to change industries. I might want to change niche, right? Because over time, as a business owner, what happens is you get bored. You get bored before your team does, before your clients do, before the market does. You as an individual get bored. So hopefully that's not the case, and you're not making these decisions just based off of rash ideas. But if you're actually going through and going, yes, we're making a conscious decision to change businesses that we work with. For example, Chris Bezzetti, who's a good friend of mine, runs a Smart Author Media. Previously had a company that we worked together in called the Funnel Division. We worked with clients on their funnels. He did webinar funnels, did every single type of funnel. After many years of encouraging him to niche down, he decided to niche down. Not off of my feedback to him, off of one of his mentors, highly encouraged him to do it as well. Great mentorship and guidance. Now he works with business authors that want to get better results with their book funnels and help them to generate all these more sales. He went through the season. He went through the hardships of working with everyone. He went through the difficulties of making those adjustments to try and deliver ultimately tons of different things to tons of different people. Can be hard. And then he decided, actually, I want to work with one niche, this person. So he's gone into a different season of his business, right? Same as you would at any point in time because of the clientele. You want to work with a different sort of person, a different type of clientele. That's going to happen. That's going to have that effect. There's going to be a business season for you to go through. And lastly, but not leastly, one of the most important as well, is employees. Right, I remember another good friend of mine, Charlie Baller, always told me that, you know, good employees are the most expensive thing to your business, because great employees help your business grow. Poor employees get fired and get let go. Good employees are just good. They're average. They kind of sit around. So what happens is that can be a season of having just good level employees that are there day to day. They just want to get the job done, collect the paycheck, and away they go. Which is all well and good because that's what they want to do for their lives. However, for you as a business owner, it might not be most ideal. So it's another season you could go through staffing changes where you need to level up the sort of person that you can hire. Because a lot of people go, I can't afford A-grade 10 out of 10 talent. My retort would be, you can't afford not to have them. Because if you bring on someone who is great, you bring on someone who is really good at what they do, they should either make your lives easier or they should help your business make more money. If they make your life easier and help your business make more money, double win, right? That's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, a little leprechaun. That is what ideally you want. So your business will go through the seasons when it comes to employees, where you either level up the type of person that you bring on, which can be great. You might also have a season where staff go. And one staff leaves, and another staff member leaves, and then it trickles on down because they're all friends, and then they're all thinking different things now. They're all like, maybe you hired a lot of people at one time, then they all get their experience up, they work with you some time, and then the next logical thing is for them to move on and start something for themselves, try something new, which can be a bane and a pain when it comes to having a lot of people come on at the same time, same a lot of clients coming on at the same time. Right, there can be a bit of a risk factor being that if you bring them all at once, what if they all have a similar experience, grew to a certain level, and move on? That's why it's always good to have a diverse range of people, of genders, of ages, not only because it is good for you as a business owner to have a diverse view of inputs, but it's also good for you to de-risk, because the likelihood of all different genders, generations, experiences having similar problems or wanting to leave at the same time, lot less risky than one type. In my personal opinion, I'm not saying that's how you should hire or anything like that. I'm just saying it's a good idea to something to think about, because what happens if you have a business season to do with your employees? You want all of them gone at once. That's going to be a pain. Or you might have to make a drastic business decision. I know many business owners lately that have had tough times have had to let people go, right? Fire many people at once. That's a business season. That's a hard business season to do and go through, but that's something that can happen as well. So these are the seasons that you and your business need to be aware of, and you'll be at different levels in all of them. But if you can understand that there are seasons, there's going to be times where clients will leave and then you've got to be willing to go get them back. There's going to be times when employees leave, you're going to be willing to hire new people. That's why businesses, they always say most businesses close within the first 5 to 10 years, because you're going to go through several of these seasons. If you can strap onto the seat of your pants, hold on tight, you know, have the sleepless nights, the stress, the frustration, you'll get better at knowing that it's a season that you can work through. First time you go through it, is it going to be easy and good? Absolutely not. It's going to be freaking tough. It's going to be sleepless nights as you go through all of these. Just because you're growing positively as well doesn't mean it's going to be easy. The problems that you have to solve and the solutions that you've got to come up with become bigger and bigger and bigger, the bigger your business gets. And sometimes the best way is to retract, to grow, step back, to take a step forward. Other times it means that you've got to, you know, back yourself. You know, I have a good friend who's launching a new business, has to go and purchase a property that's triple the size of where he is currently. He's backing himself to make sure that he's going to fill it and his business is going to grow. But the most, sometimes the safest and best bet you can make is on yourself, because you know how well you can work. If you're a slacker, you know you're a slacker. If you're great and you're a hustler, you know you're a hustler. So sometimes the best bet you can make is on yourself. So I encourage you guys to do this as much as possible. Focus on it and identify what business season you're in. Let me know what it is. I'd love to know as well. Until next time, I'm Kim. Y'all have been awesome. Adios.